कुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्ठिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. We will discuss the five names starting from the 275th Nama to the 280th Nama today. So in the previous days we learned the five type of activities, Panchakritya Parayana. Devi as a person who does five activities, who helps in five activities in total. So the five activities of Srishti Stirilayam, then Tirodhanam, and finally Anugraham. So a person has two options. A person can either choose to remain in the first three actions of Srishti Sthiti Layam, or he can choose to stay in the Tirodhanam and Anugraham level. So it is either of those two. So it is the same thing that Shankara says as Brahma Satyam, Jagan Mithya. There are only two options, two places where a person can remain. One is in Srishti Sthiti Layam, which means in the temporary world, depending on Anitya Vastu, which will, as Krishna says, Anityam Asukham Lokam, it will only give Asukham or take us more farther from Anandam. That is one option. And the second option is seeking the reality which is going beyond Srishti Sthiti Layam, going beyond the temporary world, and then at that time a person will be blessed by so anugraham. For anugraham, a person just needs one thing. He just needs to remember Devi. Nitya anusandhanam ananya chetaha satatam yo mam smarati nityashah. So Krishna says in one place in Gita, in the 9th chapter of Gita, ananya chetaha, ananya cheta, through ananya thought, or the thought of Ishvara always being there, satatam, always, constantly, yo mam smarati nityashah tasyaham partha sulabha nitya yuktasya yoginah. For such a person, I am very easy to achieve or attain. So that is what is shown through Devi's last two kritiyam of Tirodhanam, which can be compared or equated as Dukkha Nivritti, and Anugraham, Anugrahada or Anugraham, which can be compared or which can be considered as Sukha Avapti. Devi blessing us with Sukham. So those are the two options we have. So either have the thought of Devi with us always, whatever be the actions we do, whether it is good action or bad action, whether we are attached to people or detached. So that is where Shankara, we know the shloka of Bhajagovindam, the famous shloka, but we are unable to understand the import of the shloka, thereby implement it as well. So yogarato va bhogarato va sangarato va sangavihinah yasya brahmani ramate chittam nandati nandati नन्दत्येव योगरतो मे बी डूइंग योगिक एक्टिविटीज आर फोकसिंग ऑन ईश्वर भोगरतो आर लाइक एंजॉयिंग सेंशुअल प्लेजर्स संगरतो आर ही विल हैव संगम विद पीपल संगविहीन आर ही इज विदाउट एनी अटैचमेंट विदाउट एनी एसोसिएशन विद द वर्ल्ड बट यस्य ब्रह्मणि रमते चित्तं बट इन हूज माइंड Brahman resides, nandati, nandati, nandatyeva. Brahman resides means as simple as just having the thought of Ishvara in our mind. Having the thought of Brahman in our mind. That is Brahmani ramate chittam. Yasya chittam Brahmani ramate. One whose mind is residing on Brahman. One whose mind has the thought of Brahman. So it is as simple as that. Just remembering Ishvara while doing anything and everything. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi. Sorry, yat karoti yat ashnasi. Yat juhoshi dadasi yat. Yat tapasyasi kaunteya tat kurushva madarpanam. That is what Krishna says in the 9th chapter of Gita. Yat karoshi, whatever you do. Yat ashnasi, whatever you eat. Yat juhoshi, whatever you offer into Homakunda. Dadasi yad, whatever you give to others, yad tapasyasi kaunteya, what tapas also you do, tat kurushva madarpanam, offer it unto me and do it, shubha shubha phalairevam mokshase karma bandhanai, sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto maam upaishyasi. So such a person gets rid of shubha shubha phalam because he is always remembering Ishvara. His mind is pervaded with the thought of Ishvara. Therefore, he is a sannyasa yoga yukta atma. He has sannyasam. He is not attached to the karma or the fruit of karma. He has yogam. He is always focused on Ishvara. Vimukto, after being liberated from the bondages, mokshase karma bandhanaihi, such a person, maam upaishyasihi, attains me. That's the same thing Krishna again says in the 5th chapter at Brahmanyadaya Karmani Sangam Jatva Karotiyaha Lipyatena Sapapena Patma Patrami Vambasa. When a person Brahmanyadaya Brahmani Adaya, when a person does actions as an offering onto Brahman, offering onto Ishvara without any Sangam, such a person Lipyate nasa papena, he doesn't get tainted by papam, even as a lotus leaf is not tainted by water, though it is in water. So it doesn't mean, like Vedanta doesn't say, that we have to back out of things from the world, we have to get rid of the world, we have to renounce. That is what we have been trying to get rid of attachments, we have been trying to get away from like our parents, our family, everything. But does that help? That will not help, because the problem is not outside, the problem is in our mind. The problem is not with the world, because the world doesn't even exist. The problem is with us getting attached to the world. That attachment, that link, the link between us and the world is the attachment, is our mind. But if we have the thought of Ishvara, then we will be able to get rid of the ego, get rid of attachments. Though attachments will be there, we are no longer associated with it, and we will always be residing as the self. And that self, which is blissful in nature, which is Ananda Swarupam, which is Devi, and that self is also denoted or explained in many places as a lotus, like a lotus. So it is like a lotus for many reasons. Lotus leaf is there in water, but it is not heated through water, which we have discussed. Another reason is when we look at a lotus, the lotus is very beautiful. And when a lotus has blossomed completely, it is able to give happiness to everyone. And a lotus blossoms, though it is very far away from the sun, it blossoms as a result of the sun, and it has lot of patience while blossoming. So that also denotes our state, like while blossoming, while we are treading the spiritual path, we require patience. But if we have patience and love for blossoming, if we have the earnest desire for liberation, then automatically Ishvara, as the sun, will make us blossom. He will take us away from all sorrows. He will take us away from all bondages and make us realize. So what is bondage and what is liberation? There are many places, like the mind, bandhaya vishayasaktam, the mind with mind craving for worldly pleasures is bandham. Mind not craving for worldly pleasures is moksham. So that's the same thing again. Bahyartha vasana udbhuta trishna baddeti ragava. Sarva artha vasanon mukta trishna mukteti katyate. So Vasishtha says to Rama that bahyartha vasana udbhuta trishna. Trishna. Krishna means like craving. The craving for worldly things as a result of bahya artha vasana udbhuta. As a result of the vasana, as a result of having enjoyed them for many, many years. So we get a vasana. And we as a result of the vasana, we get craving for worldly pleasure. That is bandham. But sarva artha vasana unmukta, vasana unmukta Krishna. To the craving to get out of all vasanas, that is moksha. And it doesn't mean we have to get rid of objects. It's not getting rid of objects. When an actor has to play a particular role, so when an actor has to play a role like Alavandan or Kamala Hassan's movie where he plays a maniac, so in order to play the role of maniac, Kamala Hassan doesn't need to die. He doesn't need to get away from his real nature. He just needs to wear the mask. He just needs to know that I am Kamala Hassan even while acting as a maniac. Similarly, when we have what we as sadhaka, we as sadhakas have to do is not exactly getting away from the world. We don't need to do that. While in the world, while living in the world, we have to remember Ishvara. We have to remember that everything is lokavattu tat lira kaivalyam, that everything is just his play. Everything is Ishvara Leela. Everything is his play. It is a divine play. It is a play. It is an illusion. It is a big dream. We just have to remember that internally. Oh, the world is a dream, so I'll walk out like and hit people on the way and say, oh, it is a dream, I can hit you, it's not a problem. So that is not what is required. What is required is internally asserting each and every moment of our life, internally asserting that the world is unreal. We don't have to say it externally. We just have to remember that everything is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. Everything is Ishvara. We have to remember it internally in the mind. Our mind has to abide in it. We don't need to do it externally. And when we do that, Ishvara himself will take us away from all bondages and he will make us realized or liberated from all bondages. So that is denoted by the blossoming of the lotus. So we have the capability in us, we have bliss in us, but we are not able to experience it as a result of not being blossomed. The mind is not blossomed. Blossoming of the mind is the mind always fixed on Ishvara. The mind able to see things in the real perspective. The mind able to see everything as Ishvara. That is blossoming. And next few namas are with respect to that. So the very first nama is Om Bhairavyai Namaha. Bhairavi. So Bhairavi means Bhairava's wife is called Bhairavi. So Bhairava is Shiva. So Bhairava is also called Kala Bhairava. So Bhairava is a fierce form. It is Bhairavi is like very fierce. Bhairava is fierce. Is fierce form of Shiva. So if Bhairava is fierce, Bhairava's wife will be more fear, because generally wife are more fears than husbands. That's what we see, like in majority of the cases, the wife is more dangerous than the husband. Oh, wait, my mother is always helping me out, my father is not helping. So that is what, things are not what it seems. Things are not as we think them to be. So generally women or wives are more dangerous, they are passive and they are more dangerous. There are of course, as Chinmaya says, there are women among bearded ones. So there are people like who are, any person who is not able to boldly let go of things when it is required, he is a woman. He clings on to things that is woman or feminine quality. Feminine tendency is where, like, if we look at women, generally women want some comfort, some support. They always need support. That is the nature of women. So if there are people who cling on to things, if there is a person who is clinging on to his parents, then he is a woman. He is a woman. Definitely he is a woman. And feminine qualities include the seeking people. And as Amma says, when we are seeking people, when we want sangam, with sangam we cannot get moksha. Satsangatve nisangatvam. The only sangam that can help us out is satsangam. And that will also like help us only by giving us or making us nisangam. Because when we go beyond the world, duality vanishes. So whom to cling on to, whom to get supported from, and whom to seek, there is nothing there. So there are people who cling on to things, they are women. So generally women are more fierce in matters. So Bhairavi is very fierce. So what does the fierceness of Devi denote? So even as the fierce or the most fierce form of Devi as Kali is one who completely destroys the ego. Similarly Bhairavi is one who destroys all suffering. So Bhairavi is that Devi who helps us in getting rid of obstacles, in removing obstacles, in making our spiritual path a path, a better path, a path wherein we can easily tread towards the goal of Ishvara. So if we really need help in the spiritual path, we just need to pray on to Bhairavi, we just need to pray on to Kali, and Kali will automatically take care of everything. There have been cases like when people have attacked Amma, and Amma like would just stare at them. That's it. That one stare is enough. Like those people will just fall down. So that is the power of Devi. So one stare at us, one question or one sentence can entirely change our life. Like we know that when we went to Seattle to meet Amma, one question, one counter question or one question or one just one sentence of Amma is enough to change our life entirely. That is because she is Bhairavi. She can destroy things very easily, very quickly. But there are some people amidst us like who don't want to get help, who don't want to be helped, who don't want to be saved, who don't want to tread the spiritual path. They cannot be helped. They have no gati at all. These are for people who surrender on to Ishvara, who surrender on to Devi, and as a result of that surrender, they are able to take the punishment or removal of sorrow. Also, they are able to take from Devi. They agree that okay, remove this attachment. There are people who say, oh, when missions like Chinmaya mission and others are ready to help us, there are people who say, okay, I don't want help. I don't want to be helped. I don't want to get up from sleep. I don't want. So there are people like that. Those people cannot be helped. Only those who surrender onto the truth, who surrender onto Devi saying, okay, I am ready, like help me out. Only they will be helped. And for such people, Om Bhagamalinye Namaha. So Bhagamalini. Bhagamalini is one form of Devi, but it is that form of Devi which is filled with all good powers, which is filled with very good powers, that is called Bhagamalini. So it's almost the same as Om Bhagavatyai Namaha, one who is Bhagavati, one who has all Aishwaryam, good qualities. So that Devi who has all good qualities will be able to give us those good qualities as well. So Devi is not only Bhairavi who destroys bad qualities in us, but Devi can also give us good qualities which will help us in the spiritual path. Good qualities of what? Daya, Kshama, and all those things what Ashtavakra Gita says. Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhihi, Jnana Yoga Vyavasthitihi. Krishna in the 16th chapter speaks about various Daiva Asura Sampad Vibhaga Yogam. So Devi Sampad, Asuri Sampad. There are good qualities, there are bad qualities. So Devi will remove bad qualities and give us good qualities. Again, even as removing bad qualities, Devi can do it only if we agree. Oh Devi, I give you permission. If we don't, Devi cannot do anything. Similarly with good qualities as well. So Devi is like a doctor. Unless we say, okay, oh doctor, okay, treat me, the doctor cannot treat us. Okay, yes, there is an exception. The doctor can treat us by like giving us injection or anesthesia. He can treat us. But that cannot happen with in the spiritual path, because as Amma herself says, that a doctor, the Sadguru, the doctor of Sadguru will not want us to be in anesthesia, because if we are in anesthesia, we will not know what is going on. As long as we don't know what is going on, we will not agree to what we are getting out of being treated. So we need to know, a patient needs to know what he is treated for, he needs to know why he is treated for, then only the doctor can treat him. So therefore, unless we agree, not Amma, like even Devi or Brahman cannot save us. So that is what Shankara says as well, that we need to remember the Brahmatmaikya Bodham. We have to keep Devi in our thoughts. If we don't keep Devi in our thoughts, and if we don't agree to Devi supporting and helping us, we will not be helped. Devi cannot help us, and we will only be suffering. Even though we may learn Lalita Sahasranama and other things, we will not be benefited out of it at all. We will not be benefited even the least, because we don't want ourselves to be helped. But if we say, okay, Devi, help me, then our bad qualities will be destroyed by Devi. Devi will give us good qualities, because Om Padmasanaye Namaha, Padma Asanam. Devi is in Padma Asanam. So Devi's posture is Padmasanam, but another meaning is Devi is residing in Padmam. So residing in Padmam means Devi is residing in the Self. Devi resides as the Self. That is the reason why Devi is able to give us good qualities and remove bad qualities. A person who is abiding in the Self, such a person will be able to help others as well, because it is like a person who knows how to drive, he can teach driving. A person who doesn't know cannot teach another person. A person who knows how to go from New Jersey to New York, he'll be able to guide another person. A person who doesn't know will not be able to guide. The same logic applies here as well. Since Devi is always abiding in the Self, abiding in Padmam, the Padma Self or Brahman, therefore she will be able to guide us. And also, Om Padmanabha Sahodariyai Namaha. Padmanabha Sahodari. So Padmanabha, Padmanabha means like one who's stomach has a lotus in it. So that is Vishnu. So Vishnu's sister, Devi is Vishnu's sister. So that's also one of the reasons that Devi is Satvikam. Devi is considered, can be considered as equal to Vishnu, because Devi is the sister of Vishnu. They both are Sattva Guna Pradhanam. They are rich in Sattva Guna. So Devi is Vishnu's wife. Devi is Vishnu's wife, she can protect us, so she can help us out. Like she is Sattva Guna Pradhanam, which means she is more nearer to the truth. So all these namas are fine. It is fine to understand the direct meaning, in-depth meaning and all, but as long as we don't remember Ishvara, we don't remember Ishvara, and we don't have the desire to proceed in the spiritual path, nobody can help us. Though we may claim to be in the spiritual path, we'll not go anywhere. It's like a person trying to row a boat when the boat is tied. So he doesn't want to remove the knots, but still he is rowing. So such a rowing will not take him anywhere. He will not move from the place. He will not be moving even an inch from the place. So unless we remove the knots of our ignorance, the knots of attachment, unless we remove that by pervading Devi in our thoughts, we'll not be able to proceed in the spiritual path. And removing the knot doesn't necessarily mean we have to get rid of attachment. At least we have to try to remember Devi. At least we have to try to take the resolution that, okay, I will remember Devi. Whatever happens, I will remember Devi. Na abhivanchami asampraptam nasampraptam tijamyaham swachya atmani tishtami yan mamastu tadastume. So Janaka says in Yoga Vasishta, he says, na abhivanchami asampraptam, asampraptam, that which I don't have now. Abhivanchami na, I will not try to seek those. So I will not seek what I don't have. Na sampraptam jajamyaham, and I will not renounce whatever I have now. So I will not gain, like I will not crave for new things. I will not renounce whatever I have as well. Then what will I do? Swachya atmani tishtami. Swachya atmani, pure atman, tishtami. I will always abide in the pure atman. Have the thought of Ishvara in my mind. Yen mama tu tadastu me, whatever may happen, let it happen. But I will remember. So we don't have to renounce anything. We don't have to let go of things. We don't have to get attached to new things. We don't need anything. Like our life can go the same way it is going. Life doesn't need to change for us to get liberated. Liberation is not change of life. Liberation is change of the perspective. In our mind, having the thought of Ishvara, not letting go of the thought of Ishvara, that is liberation. And for that, we don't need to get rid of attachments, but we have to take the resolution of remembering Ishvara. If we don't want ourselves to be helped, if we don't want the thought of Devi to be in our mind, whatever happens, that means we are not implementing Vedanta, which means will not benefit out of spiritual sadhana. Such a spiritual seeker, as he progresses with the thought of Devi, slowly the change will be that initially he cannot live without, okay, I cannot live without drinking tea. So tea addiction is there, but if we start including Devi, that Devi who pervades the entire world, that Devi who is denoted by Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya, then slowly the addiction will get down. Day by day addiction will get down, and then if we don't drink tea, also anandam. If we drink tea, also anandam. Okay, I'll try to get tea, but if situation requires me not to get tea, I'll not get tea. If I have to take care of my parents, I'll take care. But if the situation comes that I have to get rid of them, because that is good for me, that is good for me in the spiritual path, I can take care of just my parents, or I can take the sannyasa margam and take care of all the parents in the world. So if such a situation arises, if we have to do it, then such a sadhaka will not back out. So just because I said, okay, whatever happens, like I can have attachment as well, that doesn't mean after 10 years of implementing or trying to implement this, again we say, oh, my parents, my father passed away, oh, oh, that is not what is required. That means like we have not been implementing. The implementation of Vedanta or having the thought of Devi means that remembering that everything is an illusion. Okay, let things happen their way, but I'll reduce the attachment, I'll reduce Raga Dvesham. That is by having the thought of Devi. If Ragadvesham doesn't get reduced, then we are not remembering Devi. We are just like fooling others, saying that I am trying to remember Devi. That will not help us, which means we don't want ourselves to be helped. So may Amma bless us that we let ourselves be helped by Devi, so that we'll be able to become like Padmasana, one who is residing in Brahman. Namah Shivaya.